Hello, Susanna Lopez here, actor turned barrister turned broadcaster turned true crime writer and proud member of Sisters in Crime Australia. Welcome to the Scarlet Stiletto Bites podcast. For over 30 years now, Sisters in Crime Australia has supported our women crime writers, both true crime and fiction, and some criminal literary talent has been unearthed. Among many awards, there's an annual prize for short crime fiction, the Scarlet Stiletto Awards. And for those of you who prefer your stories by ear, in 2023 we commenced this podcast series, Scarlet Stiletto Bites, to celebrate the sisters' 30th anniversary. Each story is short, but not always sweet. Expect twisted tales, quirky humour, and a frisson of feminism. Please support us by following, sharing, reviewing, and generally spreading the word. We have no paywall. We're certainly hearing a lot lately about juvenile crime. Is it on the increase? Are there ever younger culprits? And what age should criminal responsibility kick in? Today's story, The Key Suspect by Jane Blechyndon, was written by Jane, amazingly, when she was 10, and she won the 2007 Scarlet Stiletto Young Writers Award. At 12 o'clock noon, the child crept into the staff room and laid hands on a packet of expensive double-choc Tim Tams. The hand reached into the packet, the plastic crumbling under pink fingers, and pulled out a Tim Tam. Stuffing the chocolate into a pocket, the child slipped quietly out the door. "This is a big issue," said the school principal, Mr. Halfhead, banging his fist on the table. "All of our expensive Tim Tams are disappearing." "No, Mr. Halfhead," said Miss Smart, the school secretary, "all the expensive double choc Tim Tams." "All right then," admitted Mr. Halfhead, "expensive double choc Tim Tams. Anyway, it's a big issue. They're all disappearing." "Well, how do you think they get in here?" questioned Mr. Reader, who for once had his nose out of a book. "Isn't the staff room usually locked during class time?" "Yes, it is," said Mrs. Craycamp. "I always lock it." "Well," Mr. Brushy, the cleaner, said nervously. Everyone in the room looked at him. "Someone has..." "Yes?" inquired everyone in the room simultaneously. "Someone has stolen my key to the staff room," finished Mr. Brushy. "What?" gasped all the teachers. "The key stolen?" "Yes," muttered Mr. Brushy. "This isn't just a big issue," moaned Mr. Halfhead. "It is a huge issue." Just then the bell rang, signifying the end of lunch. All the teachers stood up and left the staff room. Mrs. Craycamp opened the door to her classroom, room two, to find everyone talking happily yet making a racket. She clapped her hands three times, but to no avail. "Class!" Judy Craycamp shouted. "Silence!" At once everyone was quiet, that is, everyone apart from Johnny Green, who was in the middle of one of his hilarious jokes. "What's black and white and really hard?" he shouted. "A math test!" Okay, it was funny the first time, but all the 30 students in room two had heard it by then. "Johnny Green!" roared Mrs. Craycamp, enraged. "Sit down!" "But I am sitting down," retorted Johnny. "See?" A few people giggled, and Mrs. Craycamp sighed. Just get on with your maths." Dear reader, you may have guessed that young Johnny Green was a rude, impolite, and overall horrible little boy. But let's not waste words on him. You get the idea. Mrs. Craycamp, said the teacher's pet, Amy Johnson, who had been working on her maths during the previous incident. I finished. All right then, smiled Mrs. Craycamp, suddenly nice. Bring it here and I'll mark it. Amy Johnson, unlike Johnny Green, was a polite, civil girl. She always did the right thing and was respected by her peers. Well, the girls, anyway. The next day, just before lunch, Room 2 of Dingle Park Primary had their fifth lesson, sport. It was Tuesday and the weather was hot. As per usual, Mr. Ball, the sports teacher, allowed everyone to get a drink at the end of the lesson, but only 29 of the 30 got a drink. Once again, the child crept quietly along the corridor and turned the key in the keyhole and entered the staff room. And again, the child's hand reached into a packet of expensive double-choc Tim Tams. After putting the chocolate into a pocket, the child slipped quietly out the door. On Wednesday, Mr. Halfhead called an urgent meeting for all the teachers to attend. It was again about the case of the disappearing biscuits, as they called it. When all of the teachers had taken their seats, Mr. Halfhead addressed the gathering. The child has struck again, he cried. It has happened 14 times in 7 weeks, and always on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The days were always busy. Someone, Miss Smart said, getting to the point, someone has stolen Albert's key to the staff room. A few people glanced in Albert Brushy's direction. Well, who could have done it? Questioned Miss Smart. Does anyone have the slightest idea? All the teachers looked at each other, clearly thinking hard. But it was Mrs. Craycamp who spoke. It could have been, she began. It could have been a boy in my class, Johnny Green. Mrs. Craycamp had been having a particularly bad day, and Johnny had only made it worse. But we don't have any proof, Miss Smart said. Well, we still have to do something, said Mrs. Craycamp. But what? I've got an idea, reported Miss Smart. Everyone's head turned in her direction. What is it? Asked Mr. Halfhead impatiently. Though I'm not sure it will work, she continued dreamily, ignoring Mr. Halfhead. Go on, spit it out. Well, couldn't we put fluoro paint on the biscuits? Miss Smart suggested. Fluoro what? Said a confused Mr. Halfhead. Fluoro paint, Miss Smart informed Mr. Halfhead. It glows in the dark. If we spread it on the biscuits and the suspect takes the bait, we'll find out whether it's young Johnny Green or not. What colour does it glow? Inquired Mrs. Craycamp. Green. It glows green, answered Mrs. Smart. Oh, you're a genius, shouted Mr. Halfhead to a triumphant Miss Smart. Let's catch green with green. From there, the teachers decided that just before home time, they would take the whole school into the library to watch a movie. They would turn off the lights when it started and seize whoever had luminous green hands. After all this had been determined, the teachers all left the room. The day dragged on, Johnny Green being troublesome as usual, but that didn't annoy Mrs. Craycamp, no. She had plans for Johnny. Yes, watch out, Johnny. Recess came and lunch followed. Afternoon came and all the children and teachers of Dingle Park Primary filed into the library and waited for the movie to start. Someone took the bait, whispered Mr. Halfhead to Miss Smart. Oh, this is going to be fun. Miss Smart smiled, but something was nagging at the back of her mind. She tried to concentrate on the upcoming event and failed. Well, what would happen if she was wrong about the fluoro paint? What would happen if it didn't work? Miss Smart tried to convince herself that she was Felicity Smart, who was never wrong. In front of the children, the TV screen flickered into life. Whispers passed through the lips of the children as they read the title of the movie they were about to be watching. The lights dimmed and then went out completely. The teachers sat on the end of their seats, craning their necks to get a closer look at the hands of the students huddled in front of the television. Mrs. Craycamp was the first to spot a pair of glowing green hands. Signalling to the teacher in charge of the TV, Mrs. Craycamp made her way towards the crowd of children, who were now complaining that the program had been switched off. She walked through the crowd to a figure, trying desperately to hide a pair of green luminous hands. They were, however, unsuccessful in their attempt. "Silence!" Mrs. Craycamp's call echoed around the library. Everyone fell silent at once. "Over the past few weeks," Mrs. Craycamp continued, "someone stole the key to the staff room and has been stealing our expensive double chalk Tim Tams." A gasp ran through the crowd. With a well-timed pause, Mrs. Craycamp said, "And this only happens on Tuesdays and Thursdays when all the teachers are busy." Another wave of shock reverberated throughout the students. "Finally, we came to a conclusion that since we could not catch this culprit in the act, we decided to spread fluoro paint on the Tim Tams." All the children swapped puzzled glances. "If you're wondering what fluoro paint is," explained Mrs. Craycamp to many of the students' relief, "it's a type of non-toxic paint that glows green in the dark. Anyway, on Wednesday evening, we spread this paint on the Tim Tams, and just before lunch today, Johnny Green, the culprit, took the bait." And with this, Judy Craycamp signalled to Mr. Brushy to turn on the lights, which he did. But the sight that Mrs. Craycamp and all the other teachers saw left them shocked. The person that stood before them was not Johnny Green, but the quiet mouse, Amy Johnson. "Amy," stammered Mrs. Craycamp, lost for words. "It was you. You stole the biscuits. But why?" To this, Amy replied with a mischievous look, "Because I could." The end. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to get your feedback and we'd love to reach more listeners. Our website is sistersincrime.org.au and our email address is admin@sistersincrime.org.au. Until next Friday then, when we bring you another scintillating story from Australian women crime creators.